You're listening to SBS News.
As members of Parliament returned for the first sitting fortnight since the May election, the government was quick on its feet to pressure the opposition into supporting the $5 billion future drought fund for drought-proofing projects. The Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie, calling on Labor to support the package as is.
Look, I'm here today to call on Anthony Albanese, Joel Fitzgibbons and the Australian Labor Party to either put up or shut up when it comes to supporting regional Australia.
The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, is somewhat supportive of the idea, but questions where the money is coming from and is in no rush to pass the legislation.
It won't flow this week, it won't flow this month, it won't even flow this year. It won't fund this flow this financial year. There is no funding in this for more than a year. And they use big numbers of $5 billion. But when you look at the detail, this provides for $100 million in more than 12 months' time.
$3.9 billion of the drought fund would be redirected from planned infrastructure spending, leaving Labor with apprehension. But during question time, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, wanted a direct answer.
So I have a simple statement to make to those opposite. Why won't you support farmers going through the drought, Mr. Speaker? How on earth could the Leader of the Opposition, and I will call him the Leader of the Opposition because I'm yet to find something that he doesn't oppose.
However, the government's efforts to wedge Labor were perhaps overshadowed by its own side of politics. The Senate voted to hold an inquiry into the compliance with cabinet standards of the post-ministerial jobs obtained by former Defence Minister Christopher Pyne and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick introduced the motion in the chamber.
And I do find concern, I'm very concerned when we have neutral public servants who serve the public coming in with these sorts of political fixes.
Labor's Christina Keneally is backing the independent senator's motion, arguing the government has turned a blind eye.
The Prime Minister has simply shrugged his shoulders at what Mr. Pyne and Ms. Bishop have done. Just simply shrugged his shoulders, said, oh yeah, it's all okay. They say trust me, I say trust them, nothing to see here. Don't worry about all those hundreds of millions, billions of taxpayer dollars.
While a review by the head of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet tabled today found no breach of the standards, it wasn't enough to convince the manager of opposition business, Tony Burke, to try and suspend standing orders in the lower house.
I move that so much of the standing and sessional orders be suspended, as would prevent the manager of opposition business from moving the following motion immediately. Unanswered questions remain.
With an inquiry looming, more questions are likely.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.